It's tough. We never really established much early in the game to put ourselves in good positions to put some points on the board. We did. I felt like I made a few mistakes throughout the game. But when you sit back and look at it, just in the brief time that we've had, you tip your hat to the other team. When you get beat, you get beat, and you take it like a man, and you move on, and you try and progress and get better. And that's what we have to do. But when you get beat, you get beat. So hats off to them. They obviously had a good scheme and were ready for what we were trying to do, and it disrupted some of our stuff. At the same time, looking at my position and how I felt I played, I need to be better. I felt like it was a fail on my part for the position, and it is tough, and it's going to take time. It's a progress for sure. And the thing that you come out of here with that gives you a little bit of joy is the way those guys in the locker room after the game, like obviously everybody's extremely disappointed. We wanted to win that game. Nobody wants to win in there more than I do. And it's tough to come out there and lay an egg like that. And, you know, I put a lot of that on me. I don't sit here saying, I'm not using the rookie excuse. It's not me. Yeah, I'm a rookie, but that's out the window. I needed to play better. I felt coming into today that I was absolutely prepared for today. Being out there, I never felt overwhelmed or that it was too much for me. But when it comes down to it, football is football. You need to make more plays than the other team, and you need to play better than the other team. And today, we didn't do that. We weren't very good on third downs. You got to stay on the field, and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, gave it back to put our defense back on the field quick a couple times, and you know we needed to come out. And they started strong and started fast, and we didn't. And that wasn't a good start. And carrying over into that, we never got enough momentum to push ourselves back into a position to really get a grip on the game, I guess. You know, you can't throw the second one, whether you're playing in a Pop Warner league or if you're 6 years old playing in the driveway, you can't throw that ball. So it's 100% on me. The second one, I saw what I wanted to see and didn't have enough confidence in myself to let it fly. I mean, I saw what I wanted, and I'd rep that all week through practice. And when it came down to it, just a split-second hesitation in the NFL. I learned hard today that, I mean, they can undercut that and they can get to that ball. So I felt like Hawk ran a great route. Play was there. Kyle called a great play, obviously seeing the scheme. And for me, I have to be decisive in that, trust what I see, and throw it. And I felt like I did that all week throughout practice. For whatever reason, a couple drives there, I was a little hesitant on some throws. There was another throw right before that to Josh over the middle that was a little bit behind him, and I felt like I made that throw all week. I saw the field fine today. When it came down to it, I just needed to throw the ball and let it rip, and I didn't do a very good job of that. Absolutely. I mean, we wanted to win. I wanted to come out here and put points on the board and win. That didn't happen. You know, I feel like we didn't start quick enough to get the energy that we needed. I mean, we were very pumped up before the game, and obviously Cincinnati was as well. I mean, they said after this last game that they felt like they could beat us. And they came out and proved that today. So like I said from the very beginning, you have to come out and first things first and give them credit for what they came out and did. They established running the ball. They got off the field on defense and didn't allow us to continue any drives. And when that happens, it was going to be a long day for us, and we never could quite get over the hump. And then get a good drive going, get something sustained, and you have a turnover in the red zone, which is absolutely unacceptable. And it's tough, you know, sitting here right now. A lot of emotions. It's never as bad as you think it is sitting up here right now. So we'll go back and look throughout this week, but you know, I need to be better. I felt like I was prepared, and when it comes down to the play, you have to play better. And I think they were there. I think obviously there were times where went through our progressions and didn't do it near as much as I'm accustomed to in the past, because that's not, like I said, I've got better throughout the season. I felt like I've weeded a little bit of that out, while at the same time still got around and moved around a little bit. I just didn't hit the throws when they were there. Obviously the one to Hawk early on our second drive, there was another one that just was a little high to Jim Dre the second half, and those are plays that we needed to continue those drives. We needed a little bit of a spark. We needed a big play, and I mean, we didn't get a third down conversion until, what, the third quarter to Josh down the sideline for 30 yards. So, I mean, you're not going to win when you do that. We had to stay on the field. We had to be better. And it's an all-around team thing. You know, as much as I sit here right now and put this on me, and I needed to be better, and I felt like I would come out and play better, and that didn't happen. So, you know, I'm disappointed. I think these guys are too. But for me, it's a first start. And, you know, you move on from here, and we're trying to build something moving forward to carry us into next year. So these last two games coming up, we need to improve as an offense and build something for us to grow on into the off season, build some momentum for us to grow on into the off season and into next season. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, obviously these guys, from management, from everybody within this organization drafted me, and you know, I think going into it, I even knew that one bad start, I'm not going to be written off forever. So I know as me and Kyle were sitting there in the late minutes of the game, he was really teaching me and really helping me learn and understand everything that's going on. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take time. It's going to take reps. You know, I think even the best quarterbacks to ever play this game have struggled early. And it's tough for a young guy to come in and get accustomed to this league, because it's even the guys who play their best every week come out and struggle at times. So it's an ongoing cycle, and for us, we need to continue to progress and get better. And through the reps we get in practice, through the reps we get in games, we need to continue to work on those and hone in on those and focus on those and get better. You know, like I said earlier, I never felt overwhelmed out there. You know, things happen fast, and you see certain things that all flash around really fast, but when it came down to it, we just didn't make enough plays. I don't know if I was, if it was ever too, it was never too difficult. It was never too difficult. We just didn't make the plays when they gave them to us to stay on the field and move the ball and score points. And that's the name of this game, put point, more points on the board than the other team. I think that as well is an ongoing process as well. So we put in some new things this week, some things we hadn't done since training camp. And, you know, obviously we put them in training camp. And when you put them in there, you feel like anywhere throughout the season you should be able to put those back in and plug those back in and be able to run them efficiently. But, you know, it was just a little bit of a struggle for us today, and the best thing is we have two games left in the season to go out and continue to try and get better and end on a good note, and that's really what we have to do. It's what's done is done, and this game is over, this day is over. Go in tomorrow, you know, watch this, go over this, see what, analyze what we saw from this game, and then wipe it. And then it's over, and then it's on to Carolina, and it's on to the next week, and that's what we need to be focused on. We can't be sitting there saying, man, last week this happened. That, what's done is done. That's in the past, and for now it's move forward and go out and win this game next week. And, you know, I don't doubt, have any doubt in my mind that we can go out and win next week. We just need to put a solid effort together and go out and play as a unit, play as a team, and go out and get a win. We're not, you know, the playoffs and all that might be whatever the situation may be, but for us, we need to have pride about ourselves and pride about the games that we have left on our schedule and go out and try and be effective and be efficient.